Good morning, everybody. Obviously, I'm not Pastor Anna. So I do have a few announcements, and the first one is about Pastor Anna. She's under the weather a bit this morning, and we are transitioning to service of the word. The bulletin, for the most part, is going to be perfectly fine for you to use to follow along with the service. The one change is, of course, instead of the meal, we'll do the regular Thanksgiving for the word. So you can follow along with the Thanksgiving for the word starting on page 210. In the book, if you're more comfortable with the worship book. The second announcement is that we're very grateful to have with us today Bruce Tippett. He is a guest pianist. He is from Augsburg in Winston-Salem. He also teaches, there's a long list, chorus, concert band, orchestra, handbells, and solo small ensemble. Or actually, he teaches music composition, theory, piano, and voice, at the Community Music School of School of the Arts. He's also the Youth and Music and Handbell Director at Augsburg. And the other first long list, the compositions for chorus, band, concert band, orchestra, handbells, and solo small ensemble have been performed internationally. So we're very glad to have him here today. He's also a freelance engraver at the Loophole Foundation, a publisher of organ music, and a rehearsal accompanist. I have to learn all those music terms. Political scientist, so. But we're very welcome, very big welcome to you today, and thank you for being here. The other announcements that we have is tonight at 5 p.m. at the picnic shelter, we're going to do our annual Advent festival. So we'll make Advent wreaths, and we'll have all the materials you'll need to do that here this afternoon at 5 p.m. There's also pizza for dinner, so everybody is welcome. Additionally, this Wednesday, we are going to start our Advent worship services at 6:30 here in the sanctuary. So starting this Wednesday, the first Wednesday of Advent, we will begin having our regular Wednesday Advent services. Anything else folks would like me to mention before I do birthdays?
We have that prayer
shawl. Okay. Let you take over, Kim.
So this prayer shawl is for Deneen Sellers. It's the cousin of Gyla Kepley. Her father passed away, I guess, this week. His name's Charles Davis, so if y'all just silently say a prayer for this prayer shawl.
You're not gonna pass it. Oh, yeah, COVID. All right, we'll do birthdays. And this week we wish happy birthday to Jim Watkins and Donnie Parsons. And happy anniversary to everybody. We don't have anybody's specific anniversary this week, so happy anniversary, everyone. And we'll prepare our hearts for worship now as we listen to the prelude.
Thank you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who alone does wonders, who lifts up the lowly, who fills the hungry with good things. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the tender mercy of our God. God, for whom we wait, in the presence of one another, we confess. We fail in believing that your good news is for us. We falter in our call to tend your creation. We find our sense of self in material wealth. We fear those different from ourselves. We forget that we are your children and turn away from your love. Forgive us, Blessed One, and assure us of your saving grace. Amen. God, in Christ Jesus, has looked upon you with favor. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. You are children of the Most High, inheritors of the eternal promise, and recipients of divine mercy. God strengthens you anew to follow the way of peace. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Let us pray to the Lord. the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and redeem us for your life of justice, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. One of the best known customs for the season of Advent is the Advent wreath. The wreath and winter candle lighting in the midst of growing darkness strengthen some of the strongest images of Advent that we have from the Bible. The unbroken circle of greens is an image of evergreen life and the crown of Christ. We use the wreath as a sign that Christ reaches in our time to lead us to the light of everlasting life. The four candles mark the progress of the 4 weeks of Advent and the growth of light. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, ruler of the universe. You call all nations to walk in your light and to seek your ways of justice and peace. For the night is past and the dawn of your coming is near. Bless us as we light the first candle of this wreath. Rouse us from sleep that we may be ready to greet our Lord when he comes and welcome him into our hearts and homes, for he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Amen. First reading today is from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. Psalm today is Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my... Nor let my enemies triumph over me. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you I have trusted all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. You are gracious and upright, O Lord. You lead the lowly in justice. All your paths, O Lord, are steadfast love and faithfulness. The second reading for today is from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
Gospel for the first Sunday in Advent is from Luke, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you will know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. Or it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
All out the holly, put up the tree before my Spirit falls again, fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. You know it, so sing. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Need a little Christmas now. Now,
in the 1966 musical MAME, that song is actually sung not at Christmas time, but during a sweltering Georgia July. MAME, who came from New York City of all things, has lost a fortune in the 1929 stock market crash, and she has come to live in Georgia to marry Beauregard something or other. She's lost a brother in World War II, and her planter owner husband has died in a tragic accident, leaving her desperately grasping for some elusive joy. So haul out the holly, because we need Christmas right now, this very minute. But don't let the song's peppy tune fool you if you follow the story. Listen to Mame's angst. Because I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now. Now. That one little three-letter word could sum up our culture. Now. We want what we want, feel entitled to what we want, when we want it, which is now. By some deceit or trickery this year, Black Friday apparently has been the whole month of November. Because no matter how early something starts, we have this instant gratification need for it to be even quicker, sooner. And whatever the hot gadget is, whether it's the iPhone, whatever number we're on now, or whatever, all I know is I need to have it first. I need to post it first on social media. First out of the gate claims the day, controls the narrative. You wait, you late. You snooze, you lose. Nope. The word is now. National debt, education debt, marketing in general in the information age are all about now. Real time. It's the only thing people will go for. On demand. And yeah, try 21 months into a pandemic telling folks they need to wait yet a while longer to get back to normal, whatever that means. No masks, no distancing, no protocols. Even if your reasoning includes people will die. Again, nope. Rather risk my health and yours than to wait on the all clear. So much compelling power in that tiny word, now. The opposite of which, of course, is the nastiest four-letter word imaginable, the dreaded W-A-I-T. Did I say it out loud? Waiting has no place in the instant gratification world. We are fulfillment people, no doubt about it, which makes the Advent wreath and these scripture lessons today, this season, as absurdly counterintuitive and countercultural as it gets. Now, I have a suspicion that every congregation is convinced on some level, at least early in December, that if you Google the word Grinch, a Lutheran pastor's picture will appear, because while parishioners prefer, in general, Christmas carols and warm fuzzies and sweet little Jesus, we pastors torture them every Advent instead with judgment, John the Baptist, brood of vipers, and the cataclysmic end of the age. Advent is about Christ's coming, all right, but not so much as the baby in the manger, as the judge at the end of all time, for which the clarion call of the scriptures and the church is watch, wait, prepare. Another seasonal tune applies. You know, you better watch out. Well, okay, but not because Santa Claus is coming to town. Jesus is coming to town, and we're to pay attention to the coming one's promise to do justice. So as St. Paul admonishes the Thessalonians, that you may be blameless and holy when Jesus comes. Frustrating words. When we're really emotionally all with Auntie Mame and wanting some fulfillment, some Christmas feel-good right now. Obviously, Christmas, God becoming one of us, is foundational and cause for celebration. Celebrate, we will. The challenge is our reticence, or maybe entire unwillingness, to embrace the spiritual necessity of waiting patiently and preparing intentionally. Advent's penitential purpose is to prepare us for the coming of Christ in much the same way that the penitential season of Lent prepares us for the joy of Easter, by waiting, hoping, repenting. Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights prefers to pray to 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus because, he argues, I like the Christmas Jesus best. Well, who wouldn't? compared to the judge who comes at the end of all things. But if he's coming, how might we prepare? I suppose much as we would if company were coming to our own homes, by cleaning the house, by getting things in order. Only in Advent, the house is me, the house is you. Advent is a precious gift, not a punishment to the church. In this liminal space of pandemic, and between Christ coming once in Bethlehem and once again at the end of all time, feel-good contrivances simply can't eliminate faithful watching and waiting and preparing as spiritual disciplines. If fulfillment is all we're about, then we lose hope itself. Advent teaches us, requires us to hope. And especially given the past 21 months for all of us, much less what you've been through individually, Lord knows we need hope when it feels like the rug is being yanked entirely out from underneath us. As we light the first Advent candle today, Advent lights a fire under us to wait and watch, prepare, repent, and hope. So, yes, we want a little Christmas right this very minute. But we need a little Advent now. Amen.
People and places that yearn for God's presence. For the church, all of our fellow members in Christ, for its ministry and its wisdom, help us remember during this Advent season as we prepare to remember God's first coming on earth, that it's our job to live out the gospel and take care of one another as we await his second coming so that we may be blameless. Hear us, O God. God of creation, help us be good stewards of the gifts that you've given us and not waste nor lose the opportunity to get all of the benefits that we have from the earth that you've given us in common. Hear us, O God. Just as you promise when you come again that you will execute justice and righteousness in the land, help our leaders today, O God, as they try to provide justice as we await your return. Help them make wise decisions that are good for all in community and for all of us here on earth, not just their nations. Hear us, O God. For the sick, for the poor, for the lonely, all of those afflicted physically or mentally or emotionally, give them healing and give them peace. Hear us, O God. For those that are suffering here at the church, especially those listed in the bulletin, and for Pastor Anna, bring them healing and health and good life. Hear us, O God. For all prayers that we have silently in our hearts or spoken aloud on our lips, hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of new life, you come among us in the places we least expect. Receive these prayers and those of our hearts in the name of Jesus. The peace of Christ with you always. Thank you. Let us pray. God of our waiting and watching, we offer the gifts of our hearts and our lives to the service of all your people. Prepare the way before us through Jesus Christ, our pathway and our peace. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God. By your word, you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God. Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Most High God, you have come among us. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all, through Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, through Christ Jesus, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us join together in announcing our mission statement. United people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.